As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A very eventful Monday. And that's with none of the playoff action leading the way. That's how eventful Monday was on so many different angles. And you have to start, of course, with the big news that the Dallas Cowboys made. Hiring Super Bowl winning head coach, longtime Packers head coach, Mike McCarthy, to take the reins from Jason Garrett. A 5-year contract for McCarthy. And I'm not the least bit surprised, because when you found out yesterday, when the news became official that the Clapper had been put out of his misery, Chris Mortensen and other NFL reporters made it pretty clear. The Cowboys were looking for their next head coach to have NFL pedigree, to have NFL experience. That ruled out Lincoln Riley and Urban Meyer and Matt Rhule. And it seemed like Dallas was in the direction of McCarthy, Marvin Lewis. You even heard Jeff Fisher's name being thrown out there. When I heard all those three names and you heard that McCarthy was down there for a couple of days, you knew Dallas was going to find a way to make it happen. Now they have brought in a head coach who knows how to take teams to the playoffs. He has done that consistently throughout his career. Do I know for certain if Mike McCarthy is going to be the guy to get Dak Prescott to great heights, to get the Dallas Cowboys back to that championship caliber level? I'm not sure. I think it's a fine hire. I can't come on the air and mock the Cowboys and ridicule the Cowboys, because they got a guy who has done it and has done it consistently. Dak Prescott's a solid quarterback, but newsflash, he ain't Aaron Rodgers. The Packers, over the last 4 or 5 years of McCarthy's tenure, the way I saw it, left a whole lot to be desired. The Cowboys had better hope they are getting the early half to the mid half of the McCarthy tenure and not what we saw last year and the year before that and the year before that, where it felt like he didn't get the most out of those teams. That's a common theme down in Dallas, because they had a head coach who for years could not get the most out of that group. Look at this year, outscoring their opponents by over 100 points and yet not having a winning record. As bad as it gets. Cowboys went for a pretty safe choice, a pretty safe hire. How does this impact and affect the New York Giants? Well, for starters, think about the coaching pedigree now in the NFC East. All of a sudden, you look at the NFC East, you see a Super Bowl winning head coach in Dallas with McCarthy. You have a Super Bowl winning head coach, and for my money, one of the best coaches in the NFL in Doug Peterson coaching the Philadelphia Eagles. Then you look at the Washington Redskins, who have been this kind of dysfunctional, circus, lousy, bad franchise. And now all of a sudden they have some form of credibility by bringing in Ron Rivera, by bringing in Jack Del Rio to be their defensive coordinator. All of a sudden you look at the NFC East and you know what I see? I see three pretty darn good NFL head coaches. McCarthy, Peterson, who, by the way, is the top dog in the division, not only with his team, but as far as the head coach is concerned, and Ron Rivera. That brings us to the New York Football Giants. And I am not going to get on the Giants for not making it happen with Mike McCarthy. I don't feel that way. First of all, if you're Mike McCarthy, let's just think about this fairly, objectively, reasonably. If you had a choice of the two positions, where would you rather coach? Now, I know this is not going to be comforting news if you're a New York Giants fan, but I'm telling you right now, if I were a coaching candidate, I wouldn't think twice. You give me an opportunity to coach the Dallas Cowboys with that roster compared to the roster of the New York Giants, it's not even close. I am taking the Dallas job. So I'm sure for McCarthy, the talent came into play. And the fact that Dallas had a lot more to work with is going to shift him in that direction. Second of all, I never got the sense that Mike McCarthy had any interest in working alongside Dave Gettleman. That was never going to be a mix. That was never going to be a match. So I heard McCarthy's name being floated out there, and I said, yeah, if you brought him in, it would be a fine choice. But by no means would I be devastated if I'm a Giant fan that I didn't get McCarthy to coach this team. Because I think the chances of that happening, quite frankly, were not very good. But I think it does up the ante now for the process moving forward. Because the Giants are in a situation where I look at the division and I see three accomplished head coaches. I better make sure I get a coach in here who can do the job. Goes without saying. It's something that has set this franchise back with the last two choices that they've made. They whiffed on Ben McAdoo, successful first year. Second year, we know what happened, in the tank, lost the locker room, the Eli debacle, total nightmare. Then you get to Pat Shurmur. Pat Shurmur, who was not great at handling the media. Pat Shurmur, who was not exactly a leader of men, did not exactly inspire the Giants. They were a poorly coached team. And he's out after 2 years of coaching this team. Right now, the Giants are a franchise that has a reputation. And it's a fair reputation to have of being a team that's kind of lost its way. A team that has lost its way. Giants have lost their way over the last 6-7 years. They have to get this coaching hire right. I look at the candidates that are out there, and I'm going to say this till I'm blue in the face. No pun intended. Matt Rhule is the obvious, clear choice to be the next coach of the New York Football Giants. He's got that sort of young energy that I think you should be looking for. He is a guy that is the definition of a program builder. I like program builders, especially when the Giant program right now is a losing one. I know there's a knock that I've heard quite a bit. Oh, I don't want a college coach. I don't want a college coach. If the college coach has NFL experience at some point in his life, and the college coach knows he's going to have to go about things differently, and he's won in different places, why exactly is that a turnoff? That's what I want to know. Was Jim Harbaugh's college experience a turnoff before he took the San Francisco job? Not to me. Was Jimmy Johnson's college experience a turnoff before he took the Dallas Cowboys gig? Sure worked out A-OK. Tom Coughlin, before he took the job in Jacksonville, was coaching where? Tom Coughlin was the head coach at Boston College. So to say, oh, college coaches, they never work. The problem is people look at like Steve Spurrier, who, let's be honest, wanted to take that job as like a semi-retirement gig. Live on the golf course, hang out with the DC bigwigs, never was all in on changing his approach. Steve Spurrier was going to be the same guy he was with Danny Werfel down in Florida. And that's why Steve Spurrier ended up being a total joke. That's why Bobby Petrino ended up being a total joke. Nick Saban picked the wrong quarterback. Nick Saban didn't have the patience to coach in the NFL. Alabama came a-calling. It's probably the best decision he has ever made. But it brings me back to Matt Rhule. I get a young, energetic, hungry kind of guy. immediately that jumps off the page of me. I get a head coach who has taken places like Temple and Baylor. And remember now with Baylor, they're a program dealing with the Art Briles situation. That was by no means an appealing job when Matt Rhule took it. Not only does he take the job and win, he's got Baylor playing on New Year's Day in a big boy bowl game. He's got Baylor one win away, basically, from representing the college football playoff out of the Big 12. The guy can absolutely coach. And if you're questioning, oh, are there New York ties? There are. Grew up in the area. Knows maybe a thing or two about what the media is going to be like. And spent a year working alongside a guy who is now revered, loved, and appreciated. Maybe in a way that he never was when he was the coach of the Giants and Tom Coughlin. Matt Rhule worked on Tom Coughlin's staff for a year. I add all of that up. To me, that is the ideal choice to be the next head coach for the New York Football Giants. A guy like me, who has been very, very critical of Dave Gettleman, very critical of the way the Giants have gone about their business, hires, the philosophy, the whiffs in free agency, the performance on the field. How could anybody defend what you've seen over the last 2 or 3 years, over the last 6 or 7 years? Can't do it. Somebody as critical of the Giants as I am can't even acknowledge Matt Rhule would be as close to a no-brainer as you're going to get. If you don't end up with Rhule, where exactly are you going? Josh McDaniels? You think Josh McDaniels is working with Dave Gettleman? Are you insane? Josh McDaniels wants to go somewhere where he basically is going to handpick the personnel guy. That may be in Cleveland. That may be in Carolina. That will not be with the New York Giants. So no, I do not buy the idea that Josh McDaniels is a legitimate possibility. So if it's not Matt Rhule, then where exactly are you going? And that's a problem for a franchise that has really lost their way in a variety of different ways for a bunch of different years. They can't get this wrong again. Look around the coaching carousel. Think about the candidates that are out there and try to find me a candidate better than Matt Rhule. I don't think he could do it. I go back to something I said at the start of this process. Maybe it was right around week 15, week 16, when Ron Rivera was let go in Carolina. We knew McCarthy would be on the market, and you heard the rumblings about Matt Rhule. I said at that point in time, if the Giants end up with any of the three, I'm going to be okay. Well, they missed out on Ron Rivera. They missed out on Mike McCarthy. Not only do they miss out on both of those candidates, they end up in the division. You can't be going 0-3. You're in the batter's box, you're 0-2, and you know what? You desperately need a hit. The Giants desperately need that hit. I think Matt Rhule would provide exactly what you're looking for. Going to be a very interesting couple of days if you're John Mara, if you're Steve Tisch, in trying to make sure that Matt Rhule, who's meeting with the New York Giants, ain't going to be living. It's one thing to let Mike McCarthy go. Why? Because I don't think his interest in the job is going to be the same as a guy like Matt Rhule, who has the tie to New York, who has the tie to the New York Giants. McCarthy was going to the best roster. That was in Dallas. If the Giants miss out on Matt Rhule, I have to be honest, folks, I have absolutely no idea who the next head coach could be. And that's not a good thing if you're a New York Giants fan.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.